I scrubbed my hand over my face and kept walking, unsure of where the hell I was going. I slowed to a stop, then turned the corner just to find a very angry woman and an uncaring man standing in the middle of the hallway. The woman looked like she was blocking the door to her room, stopping the man from entering. "It's my kid," the man said.
"Your kid, sure," she hissed. "But I don't want you here right now. Next time you come back without the ball and chain."
She looked at a blonde woman leaning against the hallway wall behind them, about 10 feet back.
"I can't believe you'd bring another woman to the birth of our son. What were you thinking?"
"I was thinking that she's my new girlfriend and she deserves to be there," the man countered. I snorted, though luckily not loud enough to draw their attention.
"We literally just broke up like 2 days ago, Joey."
She crossed her arms over her chest.
"This is grossly inappropriate."
The man threw his hands up.
"You broke up with me! What did you want me to do? Wait around?" "You didn't just meet her, and you know it. Otherwise, you wouldn't have her coming to the hospital with you. No sane woman would meet a man 2 days ago and think, yeah, I should definitely go to the birth of his son."
She had a very valid point. I would have never done that. Though I probably would have fought tooth and nail to keep the woman I was staring at. She was a beauty, standing at about 5'5". She had curly brown hair that was piled high on top of her head, flashing amber eyes that reminded me of those fake eyes you see in those fake social media filters, and tan skin that spoke of a love of being outdoors. For just having a kid, she didn't look like it at all. The blonde leaning against the wall held nothing on the angry new mom.
"This is all a moot point because I'm here and I want to see my son," the man scowled. "Come back tomorrow to pick us up," the mother deflated, "and make sure that you don't have her with you, or I won't be getting in our car."
I stared out at the view. I'd never been in a high-rise in the middle of downtown Dallas before, and to be completely truthful, I hadn't really expected to ever be. But now that I was, I wondered if I could afford a place like this. Which was why I was on Zillow snooping on the man's address, trying to find the man's apartment, trying to distract myself from the fact that I was in some strange man's home that was a felon. I just found a neighbor's apartment with a view similar to Copper's when my dad called. Pressing the green phone icon to answer it, I looked down at Holt, who was still fast asleep for once on the couch beside me, and stood up extremely carefully. I knew that noise and the like was good for babies, but I'd found that it wasn't good for me. It was actually detrimental. Then again, maybe what was detrimental was the way that Joey would scream like he was actually dying in real life instead of on some game. Since he was used to me answering the phone like that, Dad didn't complain when it took me a whole minute to get to the exact opposite end of the house from where I was standing to say hello.
"Hey, Pumpkin," Dad said quietly, matching my energy. "You doing okay?"
I looked around the bare bedroom that literally had not one single ounce of furniture in it and said quietly, "I'm okay."
"How'd leaving go?"
he asked carefully. "Fine," I answered. "Joey never even came out of his gaming room. Not that I expected him to. He never does until he's either out of water or about to come to bed. And seeing as it's not nearly 3 in the morning yet, I imagine that he hasn't even noticed I'm gone yet."
"Oh, he's noticed,"
Dad said with a hint of laughter in his voice.
"I'm sending you a video. Watch it, then call me back."
I hung up with him, then clicked on the video that he'd sent. The view was of my, not mine any longer, living room. There was a large man standing just to the right of where the phone was facing, and all I could see of the man was the left side of his arm, which was flooded with color from a plethora of different types of tattoos, a black t-shirt, and just the very side of a leather cut that I knew to be a truth-teller's MC club cut.